My scripture reading is in 1 Corinthians 15, starting at the 50th verse. Now I say this, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For this perishable must put on imperishable, put on the imperishable, and the mortal must put on immortality. But when this perishable will it put on the imperishable, and this mortal will it put on immortality, then will come about the saying that it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask your blessings on this message. Bless the ears that hear, and let them be helped as you would have. In Yeshua's name we ask, and amen. I would like for us to look together at my text today to you, and it's in verse 52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. I would like for you to consider my message to you today and the thoughts that I will try to bring behind it. And my title of my message is The Passing / The Welcome Home. Life is so short, so quick, and you have only to think of your personal life, as I think of mine, to realize exactly how short. You know, I've lived 71 years. I've been married to my loving wife, Carolyn, for 50 years. I have older children. I have young grandchildren. And I think of them often in this regard, that life is going by quickly. We need to give each one of us a lot of thought to that. Let's look at James 4 and 14. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. How few are our days? Let's look at Psalms 103, 15 and 16. Psalms 103, 15, and 16. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. When the wind has passed over it, it is no more, and its place acknowledges it no longer. Who are the most precious ones in your life? The persons that are most precious to you. My most precious ones are my loving wife, Carolyn, my children, David and Candy, the mother of my grandchildren, Tammy Carol Ketchum, and my grandsons, Dawson and Gage and Asher. Also, you, the ones in our church and the church itself. Our loving eternal Father in heaven, Yahweh, and his only begotten Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and for all that they are, and for all that they do, and for all that they will bring into being. So we ask ourselves, as time is slipping by so quickly, when will be the last time that you enjoy the presence of your loved ones? When will you receive the last phone call from mom and dad? When will you hug your spouse for the last time? You know, I had a night this last week where I had my children, my grandchildren, all three of them, to spend the night on Thursday night of this past week. I'll correct that a little bit. Dawson went home, but Gage and Asher was with me. All three of them was there on Thursday around dinner. And then we took Dawson home that night around 9 o'clock. But Asher and Gage spent the night. And then more or less the middle of the night, probably due to Asher kicking me a little bit, I was awakened and I didn't go back to sleep. Thoughts went through my mind about how precious it was to have little Asher in the bed with me between my wife and myself. And that particular night was very good. It was one of the better ones. I received fewer kicks. In fact, hardly none. And it was just really precious to see little Asher by my side. But then I thought, how quickly things change When will be the last time that he will sleep in my bed? When will be the last time? That I give my wife a loving hug and caress. When will the last time in the circumstances of your life and with your loved ones, when will they be? You know, the year 2013 has ended, never to be relived. 2014 begins, and this is the first Sabbath that we celebrate together in the year 2014. It brings in hopes and fears and unknowns, positives, and perhaps failures. You know, everything has a beginning and an end. For each of us, there is a first and there is a last in the events and circumstances of our life and in the people that we know and love, the precious ones in each of our lives. When we think about my message to you today, the passing and the welcome home. At your passing, the natural ends and the spiritual begins. You know, it's not all sadness. There's great things to be looking forward to. Let's look in 1 Thessalonians 3 and starting at the 13th verse. So that he may establish in your hearts without blame in holiness before the God and Father at the coming of the Lord Jesus with all his saints. And we're going down to the last verse. Now the 18th verse. Okay. It must be another book. Let's go ahead and go to 1 Corinthians 15 and 42. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown a perishable body. It is raised an imperishable body. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is shown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, then the spiritual. The first man is from the earth, earthy. The second man is from heaven. As is the earthly, so also are those who are earthly. And as is the heavenly, so also are those who are heavenly. Just as we have borne the image of the earthy, we will also bear the image of the heavenly. That makes you think a little bit about being born in the image of God, in the likeness of Him. Let's go to verse 19 of that 1 Corinthians 15. If we have hope in Christ in this life only, we of all men most to be pitied. But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep. For since by a man came death, by a man also came the resurrection from the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, after that those who are Christ at his coming. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to the God and Father, when he has abolished all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be abolished is death. You know, it's wonderful to know and understand that Jesus referred to the death of his loved ones, of his family. He referred to that as, if you believe in me, you shall never die. I don't know about you, but those are really good words to me. You shall never die, even though you breathe your last breath as a human. This body might pass away. It will pass away. But the very essence of who you are will live on and will be in Yeshua's care. But after that, we know that even though the natural has ended, the spiritual begins. And the life that is with it will come. There will be a welcome home at the end of this life, at the end of the natural. There will be a welcome home by the loving and eternal Father God Yahweh. When I think about this, I think about the welcome home of the prodigal son to the loving father. Did you know you can think of this in relation to our Father God in heaven and his reception for us as we pass from this natural to the spiritual? When you think of the Son, think of you and I. We are precious to the Father. We were known before our lives came into existence, before we breathed our first breath. We were known by our loving Father. We were longed for. We were raised and taught. Then the things of life begin to happen to us. We said goodbye, at least a temporal goodbye, to our loving Father. Then perhaps life brought to us some very hard lessons. Perhaps we drifted away from the Father. And we had to come to our senses. And when we came to our senses, just as the prodigal son, then he thought, how much better did I have it at home with my Father than I do now in this existence that I have brought myself to. And as a prodigal son came to his senses and longed for his Father and longed for the existence that he had with the family and with the Father, then he says, I'm going to go back. I'm going to return to my Father. And after these lessons were received by him and learned by him, then there was a returning to the loving Father and a return home. We find that prodigal son story in Luke 15, 11 through 32. I would like for us to look especially to verse 24. For this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found. And they begin to celebrate. After this natural life, there's going to be a great life to come for the sons and daughters of Almighty God. Let's look at Romans 8 and 11. And think of when the prodigal son went back home. His father loved him so much that he went out to meet him and he had his arms outstretched to his son, letting him know well ahead of time, I still want you home. I welcome you home. You are loved. Any faults that you have are not held against you. Romans 8 and 11. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Just as Yeshua was precious to the Father Yahweh, so are you to Him. Just as the Father called Him to that which lies beyond this natural existence, as a family member of Yahweh, so will you be welcomed home. welcomed into the family, welcomed into his kingdom. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 4, 14 and then 16. Knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will present us with you. And verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. We are growing ever closer to the Father God Yahweh, and we are being renewed by this rebirth that we are undergoing. There is to be a passing, and there is to be a great reception. There is a beginning. There is an end. But the end does not mean that is the last of us. It is just the spiritual beginning for us. Welcome each one to God's house, to the place in which God places his name, to the place in which he works his work, to the place in which you receive your spiritual teaching by not only man, but by the Word of God. We need to all give thought to the first and the last, the beginning and the end, and the welcome home. If you would, stand with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this blessed Sabbath. Thank you for each one that is here and each one that is hearing this through the website and internet. And Heavenly Father, we ask your blessings on each one. And may your Holy Spirit be ever present for them and ever growing them closer to you. And in Yeshua's name we ask all these things, and amen. Let's read the blessing of the Lord to us and us to each other. Read together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Amen.